May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 293. Encompassed with clouds of distress and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive I pour out my song, and stretch forth my hands unto God. 293.
Thank you. read from the Word of God two portions of Scripture. First, from the book of Psalms, Psalm 92, and then from the Song of Solomon, reading from chapter 2. First reading from the book of Psalms and Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed for ever. But thou, Lord, art most high for evermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt, like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. The Song of Solomon, reading together from chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love, till he please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with a tender grape, and give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies till the day break and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. May the Lord bless those two portions of his word of truth to us and help us to call upon his name in prayer. O Lord, our God, once more privileged to be enabled to gather together once more in thy name, we thank thee for thy watchfulness, thy care, thy preservation over us through the intervening period, and that we are enabled to come again into the means of grace and to worship at thy feet. O Lord, we do pray that we may each have a desire, a love for thy name, for thy word, and for thy house of prayer, as thy servant David truly, as one who desired, one thing have I desired, and that shall I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that that may be a portion of each one of us as we gather together at this time and in thy name. And, O Lord, if we have a desire for thy word, for thy house of prayer, then, Lord, it is a desire that thou alone hast put into our hearts. And, O Lord, we do pray, Lord, that it may be that, Lord, where thou wilt come and expand our souls upon thy name, upon thy person, and to know and to discover again the beauty of the Lord. Oh, we do believe, Lord, that the blessedness of that beauty of the Lord is truly in the blessedness of his person, and where he came into this sin-cursed world, and oh, was there any more beauty than to behold one so willing and so loving to become the mediator of the Lord's dear people, to gather the outcasts and to bring the sinners, to reconcile them to God the Father, to bring all those that are out of the way and those unworthy indeed of even, Lord, thy mercy. And yet, Lord, oh, that mercy through Jesus, that mercy through thy blood, and that reconciliation, and through the finished work of Jesus. Oh, Lord, then the beautifulness of the dear Lord Jesus in our room, in our place at Calvary. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for that rich mercy. Oh, that, Lord, where we're brought so often to contemplate, to meditate, the wonderment of grace, the wonderment of our salvation, and oh, considering, Lord, oh, how and where we were in this world, Lord, far from thee, Lord, and can bear testimony, Lord Jesus, oh, that we were no better, Lord, than the sinners in the world. And oh, what was it, Lord? Oh, how did Abel so shine forth over Cain? How did Jacob so shine forth over Esau? How did Ruth so shine forth over Orpah? How did one dying thief so shine forth over another? Oh, grace, free sovereign grace, free mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for that divine change wrought in our souls. Oh, Lord, we do thank thee. Oh, we do fall so far short, Lord, in being able to give unto thee the praise and the glory which is thy due, for such mercy shown to sinners. And oh, what we have known and felt, Lord, in our poor souls, of that change wrought within us, and the precious Christ revealed to us, that we can repeat, my beloved is mine and I am his. But, O Lord, what we have known, what we have felt and realized, and the faith in the Lord Jesus. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that each and every one that gather here, oh, that they might know the blessing in their souls. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come in thy quickening grace, change hearts. How solemn it is, Lord, to know no changes. Oh, to continue day by day, as it were, thoughtless, regardless, unconcerned, respecting our never-dying immortal souls. How solemn is our path, the broad way to destruction, without Christ, without mercy. Oh, we do pray, Lord, oh, that thou wouldest come and change hearts. And Lord, if there be any hearts that are so hardened and rebellious against thee and against thy word, oh, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, we prayerfully commit them into thine ever merciful hands, that thou wilt appear, Lord, and soften their hearts. Oh, that thou wouldest be pleased to give that heart of flesh, that heart that thou wilt look down upon and take notice of, that heart humbled under thy mighty hand. O Lord, we do pray, come. We pray for that mercy to come to those, Lord, in our families, those, our children and our children's children. O thou knowest, Lord, how that we come to the throne of grace, how we plead with thee, Lord, or that thou wouldest come into their lives. O Lord, that thou wouldest appear unto them as thou didst unto us. O, we were no better than any other, Lord. But, O, that that mercy may come, that mercy through blood. O, may there be those, Lord, that shall indeed be brought to know and feel their need of thee. Lord, these things we prayerfully commit into thine ever merciful hands. Oh, do show us each our need as sinners. Oh, and help us, Lord, to venture our all upon thee. Oh, help us to venture to the throne of grace. Help us to plead thy name, to plead thy mercy, to plead that precious blood that did for sin atone. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear, Lord, and that thou wouldest reveal and manifest thyself, we pray thee, Lord. Oh, Lord, work in hearts. Work, Lord, in hearts by thy grace by thy Spirit and by thy power, or to make the heart willing in the day of thy mercy, we pray thee. And so do come, Lord. We pray in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which holds good news of salvation. And Lord, that there is none that can be too far gone, too far out of the way. No, Lord, thou didst come to us, Lord. Thou didst come to sinners, Lord. Thou didst come to Saul of Tarsus, Lord. O wicked, violent, evil man, persecuting and seeking to destroy the gospel. Oh, but the gospel came and saved him. Oh, that must be grace indeed. And oh, we do pray, Lord, oh, that thou wouldest in thy rich mercy appear then. We live, Lord, in a dark and evil day, and darkness covereth the earth, gross darkness, the people. And oh, the solemn days in which we live, evil and wickedness on every hand. Oh, but we do pray, Lord, that the gospel may still be preached forth, that it might have free course, Lord, that it might change hearts, Lord, and in particular those, Lord, in leadership and government, and those who oppose thee, Lord, and those who indeed blaspheme thy name, and those, Lord, who have corrupted thy word, and those who have brought in law and legislation, Lord, opposing, Lord, all that is of grace, all that is of God and goodness. Oh, we do pray, Lord, have mercy upon this land of ours. Come, Lord, amongst us again. Oh, that there may be, even in this dark and evil day, wickedness wrought on every hand. Oh, that there may be a reviving. Oh, that there may be those yet, Lord, whom thou wilt come and show such favour and blessing by changing their hearts, Lord. Oh, put faithful men and women into government and office, Lord. Oh, Lord, nothing is too hard for thee, Lord. We come to thee, Lord, who art able to do great things. Oh, put forth thy hand in gracious power, Lord. And oh, that thou wouldest make that divine change needed, Lord, in this land of ours, a land, Lord, wherein godliness and godly fear were in the hearts of many, and, Lord, many worship thee in spirit and in truth, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years made known. In wrath, remember mercy. Oh, do come then, Lord, we pray. Hear us, Lord, in our prayers and in our petitions, we pray thee. We look unto thee, Lord, and plead thy mercy, that thou wilt appear, oh, in thy rich grace, Lord, and for each, Lord, whom thou wilt ordain to eternal life, oh, that thou wilt appear, Lord. And if thou hast begun a good work, Lord, of thy grace, in a sinner's soul, oh, we thank thee for thy promise, that thou wilt perfect that work unto the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, do, Lord, encourage the poor and the needy. Oh, give them that believing faith in the Lord Jesus, that believing faith in his precious blood, believing faith that it is able to atone for all their sins, for all their iniquities. Oh, we do pray, Lord, the mercy to know our sins pardoned, and I will remember their iniquities no more. Oh, what a mercy, Lord, to have them washed away altogether, cleansed and healed, never to be remembered any more against the sinner. So, Lord, do come and appear, We prayerfully commit to thee, Lord, those, Lord of the aged pilgrims, and Lord, we preach amongst many, Lord, in our chapels, now, as it were, upon the brink of eternity, and yet still seeking, Lord, or still coming to the means of grace, Lord, or still coming and petitioning before thee, Lord, that they might know, Lord, thy name, and that name that saves sinners, that name that saves unto the uttermost, even Jesus. Oh, do appear for them, Lord, and before, Lord, they are brought to the end of their days, reveal and manifest thyself in thy love and mercy, Lord. Oh, give them, Lord, some token, some encouragement in their souls, that thou wilt, Lord, be that one to show mercy. And so, Lord, do come. We pray thee as we prayerfully commit them into thine ever merciful hands. Be with each of thy people, Lord, in the path of trials and troubles, the path of affliction, both outward and also bodily affliction, Lord, and also inward and spiritual affliction, Lord. Oh, we still experience the solemn truth of the tempter of souls. Oh, still seeking, Lord, as a roaring lion to devour, to catch the feet of thy people, Lord, to present stumbling blocks before them. Oh, Lord, we have no power, Lord, no might, Lord, no strength of our own, Lord. Oh, do come, Lord, and deliver and save, Lord, and keep and preserve through thy grace, Lord, and help us to continue. And we do pray, be with them. And those in bodily afflictions, Lord, we prayerfully commit them unto thee, Lord. Or as they venture forth, Lord, to the physicians of the land, oh, we do pray, help them to come to that great physician and prayerfully commit everything concerning them into thy hand. We read in thy word, Lord, that Asa in his latter days became diseased, Lord, in his body. And Lord, oh, he did not resort unto the Lord. He resorted unto the physicians. Oh, Lord, do help thy people, yes, to come to the physicians, but to come to the great physician, to ask his blessing and his approbation upon all things, and that every matter may be laid into his hands and be resigned to his holy and his sovereign will, we pray thee. And so do come, Lord, to them and appear for them, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, for those in troubles and trials. Lord, help them to come to the rock, Christ Jesus. Help them to trust in that name, Lord. That name, oh, we think of thy word, Lord, that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Help them, Lord, to trust in thee. Help them to come to thee, Lord, to lean upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, may this be to the comfort and peace of their souls in their trouble and in their affliction, to leave the matter in the hands of the Lord. And we do pray, Lord, for each unable to gather with us this evening, Lord. Be with them where they are, Lord. We prayerfully commit them to thee. We commit to thee, Lord, our young friends that gather, children and the babe in arms, Lord. Oh, every one, Lord, we commit to thee. Oh, that thy mercy may be upon them, Lord. Oh, that there may be that turning, Lord, to thee, even as they come to the means of grace, Lord, even in the young and tender years. Oh, that thou wouldest use the means of grace, Lord. Oh, to being able to put into their hearts, Lord, a desire and a love for thy name and for thy house of prayer and for thy worship. O Lord, put these blessings and mercies into their souls, Lord. And oh, do we pray thee, Lord, lead them on gently and softly, but do reveal thyself to them. Be with us now, Lord, and help thy servant to speak in thy name. Put the rich treasure of thy gospel grace into his earthen vessel, Lord. Oh, Lord, let thy servant be nothing. Let thy servant decrease. Oh, but let Christ be that one seen, and that Christ indeed heard and received in the gospel. And we do pray, Lord, that being a mere instrument in thy hand, that thou wouldest use him, Lord, as thou wilt, Lord. And we commit these things to thee. Do grant each one of us a teachable spirit. We might learn and know of thee this evening hour and grow in grace and knowledge of thee. We ask these mercies with thee pardon and the forgiveness of our every sin for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1074. When, gracious Lord, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee, the fullness of thy promise prove, the seal of thy eternal love? 1074.
Thank you.
Let us turn again to the subject that we held this morning in the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 14, and reading from verse 5 and 6. Prophecy of Hosea, chapter 14, reading from verse 5 and 6. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. I don't know whether I shall be able to preach from every part of this subject this evening, just as the Lord may lead me, that is all. But one of the greatest blessings and the greatest mercies that can ever come to a poor, needy sinner is this promise that is given to them, to the backslider, to the sinner, to those indeed who have a heart, an unclean heart, a vile heart, wicked heart. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely. Oh, the I wills and the shalls of the promises of our God. Oh, they're steeped in mercy, dear friends, and there's hope here for any poor, needy sinner in respect of these words. And though it doesn't matter about their condition. No, dear friends, we spoke of this blessed truth, of this dew of heaven. Naturally speaking, it's God that giveth the dew upon the earth, as we made mention. But isn't it God that sent forth his dearly beloved Son, that this dew indeed should come to this earth, and where indeed there was all the evil, the wickedness, the darkness, the ignorance. Dear friends, that Jesus came where sinners were and where sin abounded. Jesus came. And isn't this the dew, dear friends? Let us see this dew as that way and means whereby the Lord is able to quicken. Yes, he is able to come. Let us just see our state and our condition by nature. We are far from God through our sins and iniquities, born in sin, shapen in iniquity, and come forth from the womb speaking lies. Far from God, the broad way of destruction. And oh, the blessed truth. What was the precious word that when in that ninth chapter of the Gospel of John, and the Lord came and healed that blind man, what did he say? He said this I know, that once I was blind, but now I see. Oh, the wonderment of that, dear friend. And it was a twofold blessing, I believe, for that dear man. Not only were his eyes open naturally, oh, but there was a greater blessing that came unto him. They were open spiritually. That was a greater blessing than having his eyes open naturally. It was. You know, his eyes would see and behold those things naturally, what he had never seen before. He would thank God for them. But they're only temporal things, aren't they? One day, dear friends, we're going to pass from them all. And what have we got left? Ah, this truth, dear friends, he has opened our eyes inwardly. Oh, that is the important truth. You see, the things that are seen are temporal. Ah, oh, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Oh, they're in the heavens, dear friends. Jesus, just see Father, Son, and Spirit, dear friends, all engaged together in harmony in working out a way of salvation for sinners. And it is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that second blessed, glorious person in the Trinity of persons, and this is the dew that came from heaven. And there are some here, dear friends, that have got a testimony to this truth. This dew of heaven came into their poor souls. We just spake of my doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech distill as the dew. The gospel was preached following the sufferings of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. It is preached today, and it holds salvation for sinners. And there are some here can bear testimony to the truth that Jesus came in a personal way to seek out and to save lost sinners. And then this truth, I will be as the dew unto Israel, he shall grow as the lily. Who is this that shall grow as the lily? It is this Israel. These that were born in sin, these that had backslidden, these whose hearts were hardened against Jesus and his gospel, these would turn their backs upon the Lord, these would become wayward and gone into the world, these who now worshipped idols and were far from God. Oh, this is the truth, isn't it? Of these, he shall grow as the lily. Oh, what a change. What a change. You know, the Lord can make opposites of things, can't he? Oh, he can. Shall we just discover for a moment the truth of he shall grow as the lily? You know, the lily of the field, the Lord Jesus spoke of that lily of the field in Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, and or the lily of the field. And he was speaking in reference of the Lord's dear people, not to take thought for anything or be concerned about anything, but commit everything to him. Everything that we need and everything that we want, dear friends, here below. And Jesus said, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. You know, when Jesus was preaching on the Sermon on the Mount, you can see the rich fields round about them, but the lilies popping up. You see, the lilies of the field. And then this truth in respect of them, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these lilies. You know, they're pure, they're white, they're perfect in their form and in their shape. They shoot forth through the earth, dear friends. You see, the glory of Solomon's robe and his crown and his kingship, dear friends, they were all put together by art and craft, by man, skillful man. Well, there's no glory in that. No. Where is the glory? Oh, dear friend, this that springs up out of nature and the perfection of it. See here, our Creator at work. You see, wonderful word, isn't it? These lilies, more in glory, dear friends, they were fashioned dear friends, by the Creator. You see, they were in perfection. They were perfect in their shape and in their form and in the purity and in their whiteness and in their glory, you see, coming forth through the earth, and they grow so quickly and flourish, you see. Oh, this is the blessedness of this lily. We read of the lily in the Song of Solomon. The first verses and the latter verses. But oh, this is the truth. He shall grow as the lily. Israel, grow as the lily? Ah, dear friends, let us just look at these lilies. What was the word that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth? These lilies. Think, see this, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, the base things of the world, and the things which are despised. Hath God chosen and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. These are the lilies. Dear friends, these are the lilies. These are the poor ones. These are the helpless ones. These are the weak ones. These are ones that cannot say anything and commend anything about themselves to anybody. No. No. They don't think of themselves, dear friends, as anything at all. No, and they are despised. They are rejected. The Lord Jesus was. These are the lilies. Dear friends, they stand out. Really they do. They've been lifted up on high. He looketh upon these, dear friends. He didn't look upon the scribes and the Pharisees. He looked upon the sinners and the publicans and the harlots. Those, dear friends, are the lilies, you see. Not what man thinks, it's what God has done. What he has wrought in the soul. Just show you these lilies, dear friends. Those returning lily. The prodigal. There's your lily. He was dead, made alive again. He was lost. He's found. There's your lily. Dear friends, this is the Israel spoken of here. Spiritual Israel. But then I just think of another word to show these lilies, dear friends. It's a wonderful word. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit. The holy God dwells in the high and lofty and holy place. Holiness, dear friends, is his name, his Godhead. Holiness. But he comes, dear friend, amongst these lilies, these poor ones, these contrite ones, these humble ones, these ones who feel so much of the solemn truth of their inward sins day by day. These are the lilies. And the Lord dwells with them. Isn't that a mercy? Can we understand it? It might seem to be a paradox, but it's true. Why, dear friends, why? Because it's what the Lord has done and wrought in them. It's what the Lord has made them. They were made meet, dear friends, to receive Jesus in their souls. Yes, and everything of themselves, he consumed from them, their own wisdom, so-called intellect and knowledge. Everything that they were in this world, they were brought to nothing, dear friends, and think themselves to be nothing, and properly so. And that is how I see myself. What did Paul say? Though I be nothing. But oh, he was something in Jesus, wasn't he? Yes. These are the lilies, dear friends. These are what God, whom God will look upon and show his favour and his blessing. To him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Oh, they're so favoured, dear friends. So blessed in their souls to be brought to this low and humble place. And these are the ones that continue to pray to the Lord that they might be kept in that place. Never to rise up above themselves, dear friends. No. Brought to nothing and feel it to be so, but something in Jesus. Oh, these are the lilies, dear friends, the humble ones. See the truth that the Lord has spoken in respect of them. He regardeth the prayer of the destitute, and he doesn't despise their prayer. No. No, it isn't the prayer and the mechanical prayers, dear friends, of the scribes and the Pharisees. No, it's the broken up prayer of the Lord's dear people, the despised ones, the destitute ones, those that sometimes feel themselves to be so covered in sin, they can hardly speak a word in prayer. They tremble and mutter it out. But the Lord knows all about it, you see. Where was the Lord, dear friends? Where can we see the truth of that? See that publican? He couldn't lift up his head, dear friends. No, so bowed down with his sin. But here, dear friends, was the lily. Here was the lily, and the Lord regarded him and took notice of him. This is the mercy. He shall grow as the lily. The Lord heard him, didn't he? And then we see the lilies as the gospel came to them. See that lily, dear friends, that awful woman, the woman of Samaria. See how the Lord came to her. See how he preached into her soul. See how through his preaching he showed to her her awful sins. And the husbands, he inquired her husband. And he told her all about her. Of her five husbands. And he that thou now hast is not thy husband. Oh, he knew all about her. But he spoke it into her poor soul. And see here the lily, dear friends. See how she bowed down, made willing in the day of his power, heard and received his word, dear friends. Her heart was broken up, made soft, dear friends, and humbled under his mighty hand. You see, there is the lily. What a mercy it is, dear friends. That is the lily. And the Lord will come to such. We will never be anything, dear friends, when the Lord meets with us. And through his Spirit will teach us our sinnership and how vile and base we are by nature. Dear friends, we will think ourselves to be nothing, worthless things, dear friends. Worthless that the Lord should ever have anything to do with us. But he will bring us to plead his mercy. He will give us a little hope, dear friends. He will not leave us in that place. No, And this is the truth, isn't it? In respect of them, he shall grow as the lily. Oh, they'll grow towards the Lord, you see, dear friends. Their poor souls will be drawn to him for mercy. They will grow to the Lord, that he is their all and everything, and there is none, dear friends, whom they can go to but to him. And they're drawn to him, drawn to plead for his mercy. They shall grow. And they grow in faith, dear friends. They grow. It's a growing in repentance, a growing in confession of sins. It's a growing, dear friends, of that seed of birth that has been planted within. It's a growing. And we might think it to be strange, hadn't we? But, dear friend, it's something that has never occurred before. The heart growing towards the Lord and looking and praying and seeking for mercy. See that woman that was taken in adultery by the very act. And the Lord came to her. Hath no man condemned thee? No, Lord, neither do I condemn thee. Go, sin no more. See that lily, dear friends. Why, she had committed adultery in the very act. They caught her, you see. Ah, but, dear friends, the Lord suffered all for that dear woman and her crime that she committed. Oh, the Lord fulfilled that holy Lord of God for and on her behalf. He honoured that law of God, dear friends. He made it honourable and he made her honourable. You see, that is the lily, you see. And she went, and I do believe, dear friends, she went humbly all her days. But see the lilies, see the publicans and the sinners, the harlots. They came to Jesus. It was their sins and iniquities. That was their trouble, dear friends. But they were lilies, weren't they? Why were they lilies? What can we see in them? Why they were drawn to Christ? He was the physician. Only he held this healing balm. I will heal their backslidings. He had that healing balm. Oh, it was in the fountain of his precious blood. You know, a fountain, it springs out within itself, dear friends. And there, through Jesus, it was the fountain of his precious blood. And it's been flowing ever since. How many, dear friends, have been brought to know and to feel its quickening, healing power and virtue. Yes, this is the blessing. Publicans and sinners, see how the Lord changed that man, that legion, held so many devils, dear friends, and they were all active in one way and another within him. But oh, he was found at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind. That's a lily, dear friends. And look at his life before. See what he was, dear friends. He broke the chains that bound him, you see, the devils that were in him. Now, broken up and humbled and in his right mind. That's a lily, dear friends. And what else can we see in this lily? They stand perfect and whole through Christ, through his righteousness. Oh, dear friends, and nothing can change that. What the Lord has done, dear friends, he has done forever. And they're saints, they're pure, they're holy, and that can never change. We may not feel ourselves to be saints. Paul felt himself to be less than the least of all saints, but it didn't change the fact that he was a saint. No, that is the truth here. They all stand whole, perfect and complete in Jesus. justified. And just like he spoke to that dear woman taken in adultery, neither do I condemn thee. Can never be condemned. They're justified through the blood and righteousness of Jesus. And they're adorned, dear friends, in that robe that is wrought out for them at Calvary. That glorious robe of righteousness. And dear friends, it will take them to heaven. It will. The devil can't take it off them. And they may come into all sorts of troubles and trials and temptations, but he can't take that robe of righteousness off. No. No. It will take them to heaven. And you know, they're accepted with God. God loves them. And he owns them. They're his children. You see, they belong to him. Christ has won their hearts, dear friends. Given them the victory. And redeemed them unto God the Father. You see, these are the lilies, dear friends. Pure and holy. As if they've never committed a sin in their lives. And friends, it is so. Because on the part of God, dear friends, he cannot behold any sin. Not at all. And so see the perfect offering and sacrifice of Jesus to wash away all their sins as though they'd never sinned in their lives. Oh, this is the mercy. He shall grow as the lily. Well, dear friends, this lily we read in the Song of Solomon in respect of these lilies. It says, as the lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. And the lilies, yes, it may mean that they're among the thorns, not just the world, dear friends, but all the troubles and the trials that they will be brought to pass through here below. Afflictions, one sort and another. All the troubles. But oh, as the lily among the thorns, how are they going to come through? Well, it's because, dear friends, God loves them and regards them so much. He will bring them through their course. See David. See the trouble that he got himself into. Achish, king of Gath. See how poor he was. This poor man cried. As the lily amongst the thorns. Not only see the enemies that surrounded him, oh, but the trouble that he came into in his poor soul. Oh, who can help him now? Who can come to his aid? Who can deliver him? Well, dear friends, it was the Lord, wasn't it? This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. You see, as the lily amongst the thorns, oh, the Lord will bring us through our course, and we will have enemies. We will have them about us, dear friends. Satan seeks our overthrow. See poor Anna. She had her enemies, Peninnah. But see that poor, humble woman, that broken woman. See her in the house of the Lord. See her at the throne of grace. Dear friend, there's a lily there, you know. Oh, I often think about her. Poor Anna. She was barren for so long. And it was a reproach, dear friends. In those days it was certainly a reproach. They were to bear children, you know, for a posterity, you see, for the inheritance. And she couldn't bring forth, dear friends. But she came to the Lord, came with all her trouble. And, dear friends, each and every year, day after day, oh, I believe, dear friends, she never left off from faith and trusting in the Lord. It was her only hope, you know, dear friends. And she knew the Lord could do it. She knew that he was able. It was her faith in him. Oh, that is the mercy, isn't it? To trust in him. And she ventured her all upon him. And oh, the blessing. I thought of that time, just of that she came to the Lord. The Lord gave her a child. And then also this truth, a song of praise. These are these poor lilies, dear friends, that come to the Lord. And they honour the Lord. They seek his glory. They're so poor in and of themselves. They do not think that they ever glorify the Lord. They do not think that they lift him up and exalt him enough for all that he continues to do for them. That is what I feel. But a song of praise. The Lord killeth and maketh alive, bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes. Dear friends, the Lord, he will come. These poor lilies, and yet they're growing up as the lily. Doesn't it seem to be a paradox? And then this truth in respect of these lilies, you know, the blessing that belongs to them. He shall grow as the lily. Their desire is towards his name. Yes, they're very poor in and of themselves. Just like we come to the Lord's house this evening. Just like we crave his mercy and his goodness, and that he will come and quicken us. These are the poor lilies, but they seek the Lord. They seek his face. They want to know more of his love, more of his mercy. They want further revelations of the blessedness of his person, of his gracious promises that he has laid out to them. They want them confirmed time and again. Why? Because they're so poor, dear friends. They're struggling through their lives here below. And they know this truth, this solemn truth. And Paul understood it. The body of death, the evil of the heart, when he would do good, evil was present with them. In me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Oh, dear friends, these things will trouble and burden us all our days. You see, but oh, this truth, this deliverance, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Oh, and it is through him, oh, that we seek, dear friends, further tokens of his love. We want confirmations in our poor souls that it shall be well with us, not only in our journeyings forth here below, that he will keep us and preserve us from all sin and from all evil and from all the wickedness in the land. Preserve us for himself and for his kingdom, for he is coming again. And oh, he helps us to wait upon him. But oh, this is the growing, isn't it? He shall grow as the lily. They want to grow nearer to him. They want to know and feel his love. They want his word and his truth in their hearts. They want the whole comfort of the gospel to be made known and revealed to them. They want to know a heavenly Father's love in covenant to them. They want to know that they're safely bound up inside of that covenant. They want to know that the eternal God is their refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Dear friends, they will fall 1,000 times a day unless those everlasting arms are beneath them. And David, oh, he wanted the support of this covenant, and it's steadfast in Jesus. Though my house be not so with God. Oh, dear friends, not only in respect of his own family and so forth, but something worse than that, dear friends, what was found in his own heart. And he wanted to know the security and the safety of that covenant he hath made with me, an everlasting covenant ordered in all things and sure. Yes, Jesus. Oh, see Jesus, the blood of the everlasting covenant, the salvation and the safety of the church. That alone will bring them through their course. And oh, this is a growing up, dear friends, a springing forth, as it were, is the truth. He shall grow as the lily. It is here a little and there a little, isn't it? A word here and a word there. But oh, growing nearer to the Lord. And I just thought of the word that I spake at Luton last Lord's Day evening, Luton Ebenezer. They want to grow nearer to the Lord. And that was the word in respect of Paul. His desire. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Dear friends, these are the poor lilies. They don't want anything here below. Past offences pain their eyes, dear friends. They pain mine. Just recently the Lord brought to mind something that I did when I was a young person. Dear friends, what mercy that Lord still looked down upon us. But I know that he is pardoned and forgiven. No, Paul, ready to forget all those things behind, ready to cast off all that self-righteousness that he held, all his own self-confidence, dear friends. Oh, the Lord brought it all to nothing. All the privileges that he had, dear friends, being a Pharisee of the Pharisees, all the privileges, how that he was looked upon and favoured. Oh, dear friends, nothing. And here now, what was the knowledge that he wanted? To know of the Lord. This is the truth here. He shall grow as the lily. Dear friends, when grace comes into the heart, it doesn't stand still, dear friends. No, it isn't idle grace, dear friends. No, it's grace that goes out to Christ, and grace that seeks him, and grace that wants to know more about him, more of his love, and more of what he came to do for us, and more of those things that is reserved for us in heaven. Oh, that is the grace, isn't it? And we want to know about it. We want it for our poor souls. We want our poor souls to be strengthened with all might in the inner man through his word. You see, and this is Paul, isn't it? Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss. Oh, friends, they became nothing. And it was so that he could win Christ. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Is there any greater excellency of the knowledge of the Lord than what he did at Calvary? Isn't that, dear friends, the supreme knowledge, the most excellent knowledge? Christ and him crucified? Is there anything, dear friends, more excellent and more blessed than that? I cannot think of anything. It's the most excellent. Christ and him crucified in the sinner's place. And dear friends, for that knowledge, and I want that knowledge time and again. It bears me up, it supports me. Yes. And I thank the Lord for the moments that he has brought me into the times and seasons of those refreshings and renewings in my soul. When he has lifted up my heart to him. And then, is there anything more excellent and more blessed than that precious blood? Oh, that blood, dear friends, that washed away all our sins forever. Oh, was there anything more precious, dear friends? Oh, that precious blood of Jesus to cleanse the vilest of sinners, to heal them and to restore them, to heal their backslidings, to love them freely. Is there anything more excellent, dear friends, than to know that justifying righteousness in Jesus? That was the blessing that here Paul sought to know of, isn't it? And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. No, that righteousness that Jesus wove for him at Calvary. Oh, he wanted to know more of that. He wanted to know the blessing of it. He wanted to know the adorning of it. What did it bring to his poor soul? Oh, he knew that there was a crown of righteousness awaiting for him. And it was through that robe of righteousness which Christ had woven for him. Yes, there was a crown of righteousness. Heaven, dear friends, was prepared for him, a place for him. I go to prepare a place for you. And dear friends, that place was waiting for Paul. Oh, it was. That I might know him. But oh, the excellency, dear friends, of that reconciliation to God the Father and the adoption of children. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. May the Lord help us to know more of it, that we belong to God, and God is our Father, which art in heaven. He is our God and our Father. We are his children. Oh, if I just think of that word, I know that I seem to have just hung on this part of the text, but there's so many things that are really precious in this truth. I just didn't know how I would be led into it. But oh, this truth, dear friends, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Oh, this is the blessing, isn't it? Joint heirs with Christ, that we have a kingdom, an inheritance, are waiting for us. Well, this is the mercy that belongs to us, isn't it? And cast forth his roots as Lebanon. I cannot speak upon this, our time has gone. But oh, this truth, casting forth her roots, I believe this is the spread of the gospel. And the Lord's dear people, as we read in Psalm 92, they will flourish. Oh, they will bear fruit, dear friends. Even in old age, they will bear fruit. Oh, the church are bound up and entwined in the living vine. Oh, they will bear fruit as it comes forth through him. And that virtue and the power and efficacy, dear friends, of that vine working in us, his spirit and faith in our hearts. But this truth, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. It says here, strike, casting forth. Well, what is it, dear friends, where we can cast our roots? You know, of itself, the lily, it hadn't got strong roots. No, but in this, there's another similitude here, which shows to us here how that what grace can do as it is worked in and in our souls, and what we can do, and we can strike, dear friends, and it means be strong, and it means that we can strike in, that is, be found in Christ. And what is it here, striking this truth and cast forth his roots as Lebanon? It's in Christ. Isn't he indeed that truth, that we shall be steadfast in our faith and love to him, found inside of him? And he, dear friends, is the root, isn't he, of our faith and our love and our salvation. And we strike in him, dear friends. We hold to him because of the influence of his love and grace in our hearts. We hold to him. We hold to the doctrines of free and sovereign grace. We strike deep, dear friends, into the covenant of God's grace. There, dear friends, is our very lives that have been ordered and where Christ met with us. The covenant of his grace, striking deep, dear friends. This is the mercy in Christ. And so may the Lord help us. And it's striking deep, dear friends, as we come to the Lord's house and seek him. Striking deep, holding fast to him, steadfast in faith. Striking deep, bound up in the covenant of grace, sealed heirs of heaven, holding fast to Christ, by worship, by prayer and supplication and praise. Oh, striking, dear friends, holding to Christ, our all and in all. Well, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £670, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also, God willing, will preach on Wednesday evening. And Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 574. What a precious, needful thing is the Lord and Saviour. Zion shall his mercy sing, now, henceforth and ever. In him a rich fullness dwells, and is freely given. Law and conscience Jesus quells, crooked things makes even. 574.
has been attended to this day, in thy name, to thy honour and thy glory, and pardon and forgive everything that has been amiss and sinful with us. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us in every part and aspect of our lives. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.